You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. I'm Skylar James. And we can't hear Abby for some strange reason. Can we hear you? No, we can't hear Abby. Anyways, I'm one of your hosts, and I'm going to leave Abby on while we figure out why we can't hear Abby. Of Sky's the Limit. Welcome to another week, another Sky's the Limit. We have reached rainy season, although, here, let me test something. Abby's looking at me. Oh, yeah, it's good on my end. I don't know. Anyways, Abby's looking at me like, whatever. I don't know. We've reached a rainy week here on Sky's the Limit, but we're not rainy tonight. Abby has put together a little bit of a disco vibe for us. The first two songs are newer, and then we get back into older disco. And I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about after. But this playlist was obviously inspired by the new release of Harry Styles' Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally, his new album. So what better song to start with than the single released from the album, new from Harry Styles? This is Aperture.
Yeah.
New from Robin. That is Talk to Me, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Abby is finally joining us.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good.
Yay!
Now. Look at that.
It wasn't me, guys.
And it wasn't me either. It was some.
We still don't know what happened.
It was some mysterious third party. Those are the two.
It's the ghost. Sorry.
No, keep going. It's the ghost.
I was gonna say it was the ghost of disco.
Coming to haunt us because you made a disco playlist and started it with Aperture by Harry Styles.
With Harry Styles. Hey, with all nice things intended, everyone knows I'm not the world's biggest Harry Styles fan.
No.
But that's part I was saying to Skylar, sorry to cut you off, but I'll let you keep going with what you're going to say. That album, I wanted to kind of make a show around some of the things that might have inspired it, because Harry is pretty good at reviving like older music niche genres or music trends in his albums. So
that's what I was just going to talk about is
cool.
The rest of the playlist is like old disco, like disco era disco, but you put those two songs up front, obviously new track from Robin from her upcoming album,
mm-hmm.
And then Harry's first single from the album that he just released. I'm going to say something. I'm going to say my thoughts on Harry Styles' album. I have listened to this album a lot since it came out. And I, drum roll please, actually really like it.
Yeah,
That's the Skylar take. Yeah,
that's good. I was hoping you were going to say that, because I do think, like, as an album, I think it's pretty cool. I don't know. I was talking to Meg about this, of Harry, to me, is just one of those artists. Absolutely no hate to him. It's not his fault. But I just don't really connect to any of his albums.
Oh, no.
And, like, there's lots of other artists I could mention. Like, I said another example for me is, like, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, never... I'm not saying that she's a bad artist at all or that her albums are bad by any means. It's just, for some reason, I just can't connect to it.
Yeah.
But I recognize the game. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
So,
do I think it's good? No, I don't think it's a great album. But do I like it? Yes. And I like it better than I like Harry's House. And I saw this thing where it was like, I don't know who posted it, but it's pretty obvious. The aesthetics of like his album covers, if you look at all of them, his first album matches Harry's House. And they also both have Harry in the title. And then his second album, The Pink and the Blue, matches this one. And they do give the same vibes, so it makes sense that I like this better than Harry's House, because I like Fine Line as well.
I did not put any of that together, but that makes sense. Like, I mean, on my own, but that makes sense hearing that.
Yeah. My favorite tracks, so glad you asked. American in no particular order, American Girls, Dance No More, and at the current moment, Pop. I think those are my top three. And then my least favorite track, Carla's Song. And you might be asking why, because it sounds like every other Harry Styles song, and it's the drums. And I do like his drummer, Sarah. We love her, Queen, but it's the drums. It sounds like every other Harry Styles song. And I just wish he ended it with something different, because the entire album is him sort of doing something different. And then it's like, oh, that's a Harry Styles song. That's all I'm going to talk about that album. There you go.
Hey, you have more to say than I did. I just saw, disco, Harry Styles. Everyone's talking about disco because it's in the name. Oh, let's do a disco show.
Yeah. So for the rest of this hour, Abby has chosen music that has maybe inspired this record.
Yeah, we're giving some older disco tracks, some American tracks, and then also some... like New York, nope, that's wrong, Toronto and Montreal, like disco club, dance club, like early 70s and 80s. So also like sort of a reminder, although disco kind of died, but that lead into like what turned into 90s dance and club music as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, inspirations for things like Robin and, you know, Charlie and like people like that, mm-hmm. Sophie and et cetera. So
sick. Anything about this first track, or should we jump into it?
No, I'll just say that we're starting right off with a classic. I think this song's from 1983, Canadian group. Yeah.
So. There you go. Candy in the Backbeat. The world just keeps on turning.
Oh, sooner or later you're done.
summer there. I feel love. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. A little Donna Summer there. Abby and I were just talking about, clearly, if you couldn't tell from my luxurious, sexy, husky voice today, that I'm sick right now. And I also have a whole host of other things wrong with me at the moment. And it's raining out and it's blustery and it's cold again. And this is why Abby did disco today, because it really is like, I have so many things wrong with me. I'm sick. Rain, schoolwork is piling up, but Donna Summer, I feel love is on, and so
and then that plays, and then we bring back that meme that I forget the name of, the like,
oh, the John Hamm in the club video. Yeah. I call it min maxing, so you know. really min maxing life over here. Sick. Things are going terribly. The world is in shambles. Putting it lightly, the world is in shambles. But Donna Summer, I feel love.
So, yeah, and we had Candy in the backbeat.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Of which, isn't that a triple platinum in your house?
Yeah. I mean, I do like that song. Of which, because I'm sick, my vision's like kind of blurry for some reason today. And twice I've looked over at this. One time I read Candy in the Backbeat as Catfish and the Bottle Man, and then the other time I read it as Car Seat Headrest, and I am so proud of myself for not saying that that song was by either of those bands when I read it out on the radio.
Yeah, my favorite disco band, Car Seat Headrest.
Hey, my favorite disco band, Catfish and the Bottle Man. So whatever happened to, by the way, I haven't heard of them in years. That's it. Do you want to preempt this next track?
Sure.
Where, well, you found it?
Yeah, this one's kind of fun. So Skylar had this, I think we've talked about this before on the radio, but Skylar had this bucket of records.
Well, okay, wait. Can I give a little bit more backstory?
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say that you can explain how this is. The bucket had traveled.
My sister got a record player. My mom found a bucket of free records in my hometown on Facebook Marketplace. Took the bucket home. We took out maybe like 10 records, like, you know, Billy Joel, Elton John, CSNY, like, you know, some like classics that is just nice to have. Oh, Queen, A Night at the Opera is one that I've listened to a lot from that bucket. But then it was just filled with like people who we didn't know, records we didn't want, stuff. And so I said, well, let me take it to Kingston. Let me get Abby to take a look through it.
Yeah. And I took most of it. There was like quite the mix, but I'm pretty sure this person who owned it, or someone at some point who lived with this person or whatever, was a DJ, because there were so many 12-inch like dance singles and all these things. And this group, which I've now found out is kind of famous in the like more underground dance and club scene in Canada, called Trans X, they had a bunch of singles and like dance remixes and that sort of thing from this band. So that's why I wanted to include one. But it's just kind of cool that I found them through that sort of thing. And I don't think they're like I was saying to Sky, like, a lot of these bands or groups or whatever you'd call them aren't really even on streaming. Like, I think a lot of these are people just eventually uploaded some of their music.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were like, you know, DJ classic, like digging records that you would just find and put on in the club. So yeah. And then they ended up in Skylar's basement. And then now I have them along with the recording. And there's a picture disc of the Pulp.
And also the Italo boot mix.
Yeah. There's like a Italian dance DJ compilation album that I have as well.
And so, you got your Rush vinyl from that bucket.
Yeah, there
as
was
well.
An original Rush, one of the pink ones. So like they did a printing, so it's kind of special, which is really fun. That where the red letters on the debut album, they're pink instead of red. So yeah.
There you go. So shout out Facebook Marketplace Free Records. And you know, not a lot of 12-inch dance singles running around anymore. So getting into some deep Canadian cuts here. Trans X, Living on Video. Gonna Love Tonight by Lime. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. What is the lore about lime, Abby?
I found lime on Reddit when I was looking into like new disco and like branches of disco music,
yeah.
And somebody talked about lime in being played in the clubs, and Skylar and I were just talking about it. If you go look at their albums, they have some of like the craziest artistic album covers.
Their album covers are amazing.
Yeah, but that song and the song called Guilty, I guess, were some club classics. And I'm going to Google it because I'm pretty sure I'm right. But
while you
I think
Google,
they're from Montreal.
Oh, there you go. I was just going to say.
Lime is a, sorry, you go ahead.
While you Google, I just got pissed off because I was looking at their album covers, realized that their first album is called like Your Love or something. And then their second album is called Lime 2 and their second album is called Lime 3. I thought their second album was called Lime 2 because their first album was a self-titled album. No, just called Lime 2 and Lime 3.
They are the original Lime. but Lime is a Canadian disco band from Montreal.
There you go.
So they had a 1981 number one U.S. dance hit with Your Love.
Wow.
Which is their the same name as their first album.
That's probably they why actually, the album's named that.
Yeah. They also continued to perform as recently as 2018.
Wow. Who's hitting up the Lime shows?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get into some less niche stuff here. Some crowd pleasers here from Abby. Olivia Newton-John featuring the Electric Light Orchestra. You know it, you love it. Xanadu.
Oh,
There, love is in you.
Love's in you. Love's in you. Love's in you. Love's in you.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's another Canadian track, am I right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Apparently.
Apparently.
That played in the clubs in Toronto all the time. Yeah. I found it on a Facebook thread about disco in Toronto. And someone said, oh, Love Is In You by Nightlife Unlimited on repeat all the time. That takes me back. So,
and that was another vinyl from Skylar's Bucket find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I just want to point out that that song is off of the album Disco Choo Choo.
Yeah, apparently Disco Choo Choo was big. Like,
big it was in Toronto clubs during the disco era. Everyone's spinning Disco Choo Choo. That's also, you said it's 7 minutes and 5 seconds, the track that we just played, hence why I kind of cut it off.
The remixes were about 7 minutes, and then the full versions of, like, Disco Choo Choo and Love Is In You are, like, 15 minutes long.
Which is awesome.
So awesome. You can do a lot of dancing.
And you can do a lot of mixing with it, which is probably why the bucket, the DJ bucket, had that 12-inch single in it. That brings us to the end of our disco night here. I hope you had a nice rainy disco day with us this week. We'll be back next week with a new Sky's the Limit. It's supposed to snow next week, so I might do a third winter special. But then after next week, I think, you know, we just had fall spring.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting into third winter, you know. And so after third winter, hopefully we get into real spring. Speaking of real spring, the gopher, the groundhog guy died today, the Ontario one.
Yeah.
Wyerton Lily.
Didn't the other one die? Like a...
I don't care about the American. I don't care about the American one.
So they're all dying. Maybe my mom and I were talking about this. When are we going to retire this for the sake of these poor rodents?
I don't know. The Wyerton Willy, though, my parents went to see Wyerton Willy, I think, last year. They were like...
complicit.
They were like, road trip. And then they went to see the groundhog. They went to Wyerton, Ontario. You ever been to Wyerton, Ontario?
I don't think so.
All right.
Why?
hey, to see the groundhog, who knows? We're going to finish it off here with, another absolute classic. Getting out of the deep cuts, back onto the radio hits here for disco. Sister Sledge, We Are Family.
just begun to get our share of this world's delight. High hopes we have for the future and our goals in sight. We know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule.
Have faith in you and the things you do.
Dan School of Drama and Music presents George Orwell's Animal Farm, a sharp political allegory that traces the rise and fall of a revolutionary ideal, exploring how the pursuit of equality, self-governance, and collective freedom become manipulated and corrupted by the lure of power. This new adaptation by Dr. Craig Walker, premiering at the Dan School of Drama and Music and featuring Queen's University students, foregrounds the enduring relevance of Orwell's warning about authority, propaganda, and the fragile nature of democratic ideals. The show runs from March 5th to 15th with 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. show options. March 5th is a Pay What You Can preview, and March 4th at 2 p.m. is a relaxed performance. Tickets can be purchased at showpass.com/dsdm-animal-farm.
Welsh music is not just about harps and male voice choirs. Wales has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed, and every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via cfrc.ca, you can listen to the best rock, pop, and traditional music on Canadian.